Hello and welcome to our talk for Tuesday. Today we'd like to talk about World Book Day with our wonderful English teacher, Miss Shipsides.
Hi everyone.
So have you got any first words about World Book Day?
Well, I guess it's one of my favourite days of the year. Something I always look forward to celebrating in March. Normally we'd have the book fair, but obviously with the past 2 years we've not been able to have the book fair in school. But it's just a way of celebrating reading and actually having fun with books. And this year we've been, well, it's quite an exciting topic. Our theme this year is All the World's a Page. Bit of a play on a Shakespeare line there, but we're looking at literature from around the world, so we're exposing you to kind of books from different countries.
So, like, books wise, what's your favourite book?
Oh, you're asking an English teacher their favourite book. I call different kinds of, like, classics. So one of my favourite would be Wuthering Heights. So that's by Emily Bronte, and it's set in Yorkshire, and it's really a ghost story, a gothic ghost story, all about love and kind of love that doesn't happen. But if you read it, you'll fall in love with Heathcliff, trust me. children's books-wise, I like Sarah Bernard's book. One I'd really recommend to you is called A Quiet Kind of Thunder. So it deals with diversity. There's two teenagers who fall in love, but one's deaf and the other refuses to speak. So they communicate via sign language. It's just a beautiful love story as it plays out on the pages. Well, oh, you look like you're interested in that.
No, Annie loves romance stories.
And that's, why not?
That reminds me of a book by Mallory Blackman, I think, Noughts and Crosses.
Oh, that's a really good series as
I've
well.
I've got the first one in my house that I need to read.
I really recommend it. You will be shocked. Around chapter 5 or 6, you kind of go, oh, it's like this massive kind of like complete plot twist within the first few chapters that you just like,
oh, I might read it now.
No, I really recommend you do.
Well, when we were like younger and stuff, most were book day traditions were like dressing up or having book fairs, like you said. So what other traditions do you like to celebrate?
Well, traditionally in the school, when I started here a few years ago, we used to dress up, just the English department. So I've been Effie Trinket, love the Hunger Games, should have mentioned that earlier on. I was a Snow Queen a few years ago. I've been Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So we used to dress up, but it was only the English department that always did that. So all the faculties kind of felt a bit left out. So I don't know if you've noticed around the school that books have been appearing on doors. So in the new tradition we've started, and we did it in 2020, is for us to decorate our doors that become books. So it's like walking around our own little bookshop in the school. It's just, mm-hmm. I just love.
I'm in love with Miss Mather's door. She's got Harry Potter.
Don't tell me, I've got a judge next door later on this week, so don't give anything away.
Well, you could see Mrs. Door, Beauty and the Beast.
Well, yeah.
I think Miss has done that because it's books and she knows that I love Belle, so therefore.
I've got to.
Got away. We've also done Up in English. We've dedicated our door to a country as well, because that's what we're basing ours off. So mine's France. Miss has done obscure one, which is brilliant.
I'm in South Korea, so I've picked Korean literature. So I've gone with The Disaster Tourist, which is any Asian kind of book seem to have a dark kind of topic. So this is about dark tourism. So you can go and see all these places that you never would want to go. So it's not like a beach holiday or sightseeing. You go to like places of disaster and things like that. And that's what this book is about, this tourist company, but something goes wrong and one of the girls ends up going to one of these places to try and sell the holidays and learn all about it, and it's quite sinister and very dark.
Sounds interesting.
Well, Mr. Greenbank, I like Mr. Greenbank. He's Ava would like it too. He's done Italian crime on his.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Didn't you read the book on the?
No.
At least someone pays attention.
So, crunch.
What can you say about like writers' competitions? Because I did one a couple of years back and it was a Jack and Wilson one, and like it gave us a sentence and we had to write a short story based on that first sentence. It was really cool. It was a BBC one.
I think we have the one in school. Is it 250 words or 500 words? Is it that short story?
400 word short story.
It was linked, something like that.
It's normally linked to Gothic, and it's part of the BBC, isn't it, writing competition. We do that every now and again. I know Miss Gibbons is a massive help with that, isn't she? Getting it set up for us, which is brilliant.
I like doing that because of the writing stories.
I like Gothic stories a lot, especially from Year 7.
Miss, you could probably plug your own club here if you wanted to, live on podcast.
Yeah, so we've got an English club that's on a Wednesday, and it's called Word Up, and it's all word games, but you can also come and do reading with us. So if you wanted more recommendations, feel free to come up. We can go in the reading zone. So it's just a chance to have fun with English when you're not constrained to analysing. It's Wednesday lunchtime, so if they come and see me for a pass, I can get that sorted for them.
Liam?
I'm going to betray the sisters.
Leave.
So, Miss Kelly, what's your favourite book?
My favourite book? I do have multiple favourite books. It is a hard decision as an English teacher. But one of my favourite books growing up was The Great Gatsby. I read that in A-level English literature, and I think that's where I fell in love with sort of the adult fiction. We did do a lot of teen fiction, obviously, throughout. Probably one of my favourite teen books, I'm trying to think. I have got a current favourite, which is One of Us is Lying. By Karen McManus. There is a series attached to that on Netflix
it's
now.
It's not a series.
But I would suggest reading the book before you watch the series, because it's always better to read it that way, and then you know.
So is there like on about books and whatever, and like Shakespeare wrote a lot of poems. What are your favourite poems that he wrote?
Ooh, poems. We could discuss that on National Poetry Day, couldn't we?
Yes, we have to wait till October to find out.
What about his favourite story then? Mine is definitely Romeo and Juliet. I just love the storyline.
See, I'm a massive fan of Othello. Again, did that at A-level, so always have loved Iago. Iago is my ultimate favourite villain of Shakespeare.
I'm just waiting to read Macbeth, because everyone keeps telling me that I'd really like her, because I like gore and stuff. So everyone's saying, you're going to love Macbeth when you do it. Yeah. And like, I've not done Macbeth yet.
Lots of primary schools come together. It's a dream as well. Lots of primary schools come together to do plays. I know when we were in primary school, our older sister probably wouldn't want us to mention her name, but she was part of a math play, Beth, with her class, and she was one of the three witches.
Oh, wow.
She was just like around the cauldron, like, we have boiling bubble, toiling trouble.
We've got Shakespeare Day coming up in April, so we could probably discuss in more detail about Shakespeare then. But drawing it back to books, you've asked us, what are your favourite books, girls?
Right, okay. So, my favourite book is The Chinese Cinderella, because during lockdown, it was the first book that, like, made me love books again for like a good 3 months. And my favourite book series is Skullduggery Pleasant, which is about a skeleton detective and a sorcerer teenage girl.
Well,
and you should totally read it, because it's awesome, and the first 9 books are amazing. I've read all of them except for the 10th, 11th and 12th book.
So is that your plan to get through them as soon as possible?
Yes. I love them books.
Well, if you like
so
that,
much.
Have you read any Darren Shan?
No, but I've started the first book in the Demonta series. I think I'm about 5 chapters in.
I really recommend the Cirque du Freak series.
My favourite book, my favourite series is, it's called Dark Diaries, and it's based about this teenage girl who goes to high school, and she writes a diary about her whole life and her annoying sisters, and one of them just relates so much back to me. Annoying sisters. And,
her sister's sitting across from us, by the way.
My favourite book is probably,
go on, Annie, you can do it.
I literally saw the book the other day, and the name, something like My Teacher's a Werewolf or something, but I just love them types of books because it's really cool.
Go on, Ava Cleaver.
Hang on, your turn.
Okay. Well, my favourite book, it's not part of a series, but it's a single book, and it's called The Bookshop Girl, and it's about a girl, and she's abandoned at a bookshop when she's younger.
Oh, sounds perfect.
And she lives in a bookshop with a new foster mum and a foster brother, and it turns out they can read and everything, so they're reading books, newspapers and stuff, and she's serving everyone tea who comes into the bookshop. But it turns out after 10 years, she still doesn't know how to read, because they assume that she learned how to read, but she didn't. So she lived in a bookshop and didn't know how to read. So her family ended up winning like this big lottery thing to own the biggest bookshop in London. But there's a massive plot twist. I think she's all of it.
She doesn't know how to read. Ava, quickly, what's your book?
Favourite book series is Shadowhunters, The Immortal Instruments.
You'd get on so well with Miss Peacock. She loves that series.
It's so good. Favourite book.
Come on, Ava.
My vegan teacher. Do you make to choose from?
Ooh! Yeah. It's called I'm a Therapist and My Patient's Gonna Be the Next School Shooter.
I love that book.
It's a 3-book series and it's incredible.
And it's the only book she never wants spoiled.
Well, enough about books now, but this is all for this week's Talk for Tuesday, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
We hope you can go home and read a book, whether it's a word book day or an actual paper book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.